Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is the final one of the week because Ron's taking Thanksgiving and Friday off.
Yay, me.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to work those 2 days. But, Ron, you enjoy your Thanksgiving, so the good, the bad, and the dumb.
I will do my best.
All right, let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day. I had it here. Now it's gone. This is not good. Okay, here we go. I remember now what the good of the day was.
Good of the day.
Yes, we got to offer our congratulations to the NC Dinos.
The NC Dinos. Who are
being
they?
The 2020 Korean Series champions.
Are they the ones celebrated with that sword?
Yes. That's why it's good.
Yay.
I don't know why, but I think we need to institute more sword trophies in our games.
Now, I heard that this is from a video game or something, or it has some sort of cultural reference, but that thing looked dangerous.
I have no idea. I just think we need to, you know, say goodbye to the Lombardi Trophy, maybe move over Stanley Cup. Let's all have swords.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Can't you picture all these guys, the athletes, just doing their thing with the sword?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, you know, trying to drink out of the cup or lifting the Lombardi Trophy over the head. Just imagine them wielding a sword.
Yeah. Didn't it look like it was... It looked like one of those Viking execution swords, right?
It's a big sword.
Big sword. Like, yeah. You would be like,
we're not talking like a little fencing, what do they call those, rapiers?
Yeah.
Thing, you know, the little thin sword. We're not talking that. Sword had meat on it.
Like, Eric the Great, you have been accused of treason among the Viking community. And then they just lay him down and chop his head off with a big sword. That's what it looked like.
It might be the sword that Aragorn wielded in Lord of the Rings.
That might be true.
We're not sure.
Exactly. Yeah, it looked impressive. It looked impressive.
But, you know, we need some professional league needs to just adopt this.
Now,
I don't care who it is.
Where are they from again? What league?
That was the Korean, South Korean, because I'm going to assume South Korea.
Yeah, let's assume South Korea.
Because North Korea, Kim Jong-un would have won the whole tournament.
Was that the league ESPN would be broadcasting?
I think so.
In the early mornings, you would get some baseball from Korea?
That's how we got into who the NC Dinos are.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right.
Because I still couldn't tell you who's on the NC Dinos or anything about them or where even NC Dinos plays besides South Korea.
You know, it just goes to show you can put, if you put something on TV long enough, people will go, yeah, I know, I'm familiar with that now.
But we need that sword.
That's right. We do need that sword. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is they released the rules for the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight happening on Saturday.
What is this? Go ahead.
So they have a bunch of rules that leave me scratching my head to why anyone is going to watch this at all. Rule number one. No knockouts allowed.
So that's really.
But what if, what if a punch is thrown and one of them just goes down?
Is that something you can avoid?
I guess.
As a fighter, you can be like, well, I won't punch him as hard as I normally would to knock somebody out.
Well, I mean, they're right there. Case in point. Why are you going to watch?
Right.
You know, rule number two, no judges ringside.
So they're not going to score it?
I guess that's a COVID thing. Are they sitting up in a booth?
Well, somebody's got to score the fight. You're right. Somebody will probably have to be in separate locations, right?
Has to be if there's no knockouts, right?
Yeah, there's no knockouts. Somebody's scoring this thing.
But maybe not.
All right.
Because rule number three, winner will not be declared.
Wait a minute. They're just doing this for fun?
Rule number four, if a cut occurs, the fight is over.
Fight is over immediately.
Fight is over. If a cut occurs.
Okay.
You can't, both these guys, you can't ruin their moneymakers, apparently.
Yeah, apparently not.
Rule number five, 8 rounds for 2 minutes each. Okay, that one I'm okay with.
That's fine. These guys are in their 50s.
Yeah, 8 rounds. You know, you're not going the full three. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's
only
fine.
8 rounds. You're not going 15.
Right.
Yeah, we understand.
We don't let the senior tour play on 7,700-yard golf courses.
Right.
You know, we get it. You have to reduce some of the playing time or playing circumstances based on age.
So rule number five and rule number six, I guess we can agree with. Because
we can agree with.
I'm not really sure what rule number six is, but Israel Adesanya is commenting
or
commentating.
Right.
I'm not sure who that is.
I don't either.
I'm sorry. I don't run in those basketball circles. And rule number seven, this is an exhibition. No bets allowed.
Okay, now that's silly. Like it's this is what we do now. We're a betting country.
You can't bet on it. There's not going to be a knockout. There's no judges, and we're not going to declare a winner. So obviously, there's not going to be betting if we're not declaring a winner.
So what are we doing with this?
Yeah, why are we having this?
Come on, don't you guys remember when these two guys used to fight? Let's do it in a way where there's like no punching.
Yeah, why don't we just have them thumb wrestle instead?
Exactly.
Probably get more out of it.
How about we have them both play Mike Tyson Punch Out?
There you go.
Let's just do that. Get them in front of some old Nintendos and play Tyson Punch Out.
Or we go best 2 out of 3 or maybe 3 out of 5 of Rock'em Sock'em.
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
Who has the quicker thumbs and just hit that, you know. I when I looked at these, I'm like, okay, what's the point of this? Why are we doing this? If it's one thing, if you're going to do an exhibition, you're going to have two old fighters fight in the ring, and it actually resembles boxing. Okay, I get that. That'll be kind of fun. You know, maybe put the protective headgear on them.
Yeah.
But if we're not going to declare a winner, that's not American.
No, it's not. It's not American at all. We scream about it with our kids.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute. I don't care if my daughter's in a 5-year-old soccer match. We want to win her.
We want to win.
We want her to know she won the game.
Listen, it's funny that you bring up soccer because I've coached youth soccer for years, and I used to tell the parents all the time, like, listen, okay, you know, when they're 5 years old, 6 years old, it's like, we're not keeping score, so there's no true winner at the end of the game. And I would say that in front of the kids and the parents. You know, the kids were walking away. I was like, yeah, but we all can count, right?
We all know, right. Exactly.
And let's be honest. Some of these kids, they can count too. They know if they have more goals put in or against them. They'll know.
Oh, of course they do.
They're not idiots. I just don't get the point of this fight anymore.
I don't either. That's too bad.
I was struggling with it before, but I was like, you know what?
It was, wasn't it?
But I was like, you know what? It's Tyson. I'd like to see Tyson back in the ring. He looks good. But now I'm like, okay.
Of all the sports that are out there, the one that you kind of want to get out of as quickly as you can is boxing.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think, like you can see, all right, even though football is a very violent sport, you can see somebody go, I can play as long as I can. I think boxing would be like, let me get some money and get out of here.
Well, I've heard rumors that, we might have another Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Yeah.
Why? Why would Mayweather ever want to jump into the ring again?
Right. No kidding.
I mean, he has like the best looking record ever, 50-0 or 49-0, depending if you want to count Conor McGregor or not. But he's never lost a fight in his career. He has made, I mean, he's what, close to a billionaire, right? With just how much money he's made.
Yeah.
So
it's
why
true.
Would he
why
ever,
would you do it?
Why would you want to step into a ring? I would just be off vacationing on every place on this planet. I would be living on an island right now, because of COVID.
Right.
Knowing that I won't catch it because I'm on an island.
All right, what is the dumb of the day?
Okay, traditionally, we usually have dumb of the day. We either are making fun of someone or we're making fun of ourselves.
Right.
So this could be a slight making fun of ourselves, but it's I'm reserving this dumb of the day for just, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
Okay.
Okay. There's this viral video that's been going around of these officers from the Utah Department of Public Safety.
Go ahead.
Yeah. They are flying a helicopter. And basically what they were doing, they're flying in a remote area of Utah. And they were just tracking and trying to keep a count on how many bighorn sheep they were seeing.
Oh, okay.
When they flew over something that caught their attention that they had to go and take a look at. And it's this silver monolith.
In the middle of nowhere?
In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, boy.
And it's about 12 feet tall. It looks like steel.
So is this like 2001 A Space Odyssey kind of thing?
You got to Google it to just kind of see this. It's triangular shape. It's very smooth looking.
Okay, is it so remote that...
It's so remote. Here's the deal.
That people wouldn't go do that. They wouldn't just plant it.
This is what they said. They're not going all full bore and saying that this is alien.
Right.
The other working theory, and maybe this is dumb on my part because I don't understand, but they said, one of the working theories that they have was that this might be an art display. But it's in a remote area, remote enough that they're not going to disclose the location because they know people, if they get out there, it'll be a hard time for them to get back.
Right.
So this is that leads me to this part where am I dumb enough that I don't understand art? that why you would drag this in the middle of nowhere and just put the silver, it's gigantic. I mean,
yeah, see.
You see these guys standing next to him, and these look like typical men. I mean, they're around the 6 foot range, and this thing towers over them.
So and if somebody were,
it's like it's 12 feet off the ground, but it's embedded in the ground.
So if somebody were to have planted it there, it would have been an amazing accomplishment of human ingenuity and determination.
It would have to be. I mean, first of all,
steel all the way out to this very remote, hard to get to location.
Did they fly it out there on purpose and then land it in this certain spot? Wouldn't they know it? I mean, I feel like we would be able to figure that out if someone flew out to that spot.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, maybe people locally would have known it, but I don't know if we would know it.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not saying us. I'm saying.
But people there would probably go, yeah, humans. We remember seeing a helicopter flying this big steel thing.
Yeah. Because it's not, it's not something that just fits in the back of your trunk. You know, if you were to take this would be a flatbed rig, unless it's really light, but it doesn't look light.
I'm running the risk of kind of, like, I feel like I'm a rational person. I don't dive into conspiracies
a lot.
Go ahead. But I feel like the last year or two, I feel like I'm getting more and more into the idea that we've been being visited a lot.
one author or somebody on Twitter said this was, yeah, it was great. You know, while we're dealing with all this election stuff, some alien group came and planted a flag in our backyard.
That's right.
They just claimed Earth, kids. Doesn't matter anymore about anything.
Like 2020, we still had that video of the plane, that ship that was on camera that went from like zero to like 3,000 miles an hour in like half a second, whatever it was. I feel like there's something going on. And again, I always try to go through Occam's razor is like the way I live, right? The simplest answer, the simplest reason is usually the right one. That's where I go. So I see something like this. My first thought is, well, somebody did take the time and effort to plant something there. They found some benefit. I tend to go down that road.
I have no explanation for this.
At the same time, I go, well, I don't know. It feels like 2020 is weird enough that I might have to jump off that edge. That's wild. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about once again, and I know this is going to be the third day I've done this. Once again, Dabo Swinney can't get over the fact that Florida State canceled his game. He took a shot again at Florida State. We'll tell you what he said. But before we do that, again, tomorrow with a big day and a big meal on hand, maybe in the back of your mind you're thinking, I like to overindulge, but man, I don't like to feel the way I feel when I do overindulge. Get yourself some Nauzine, available in the digestive section at most leading retailers. No chalky medicinal flavor, no bitter aftertaste, non-drowsy, no aspirin, no caffeine or antihistamines. 4-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging, which we know we're all going to do. It's the upset stomach and nausea remedy. It's quick dissolving chewable tablets, and they're in delicious wild cherry flavor. So you can add some wild cherry flavor to all the other flavors that you're going to be having this Thanksgiving, from the pumpkin pie to the cranberry sauce to the delicious gravy to the turkey, whether it's fried or oven roasted. No matter what you're going to be eating, if you're feeling any sort of discomfort, remember the Nauzine, once again available in the digestive section at most leading retailers. Coming up, what Dabo keeps talking about next as we continue with Wake Up Call.